What's mummy doing? Mummy's about to organise some lunch.
What's happening now?
What's happening now?
The
bin bag lorry comes. No, that's on Monday, Thomas. It's Thursday today. Bin bag lorry.
They let milk.
Pardon?
They let milk.
Milk?
A billet.
What's a billet?
What they're doing on the billet.
Oh, I see. A billet is something. I can't remember now what it is. Is it when they're making soap? Is it the episode where they're making soap? And she said, well, when it's all mixed together in a big long brick, it's called a billet. Gosh, it's a long time since you've seen that episode, Tom.
It's hot water.
Hot water?
Yeah.
Shall we give Pony some biscuits?
Yeah.
Come on, Puss. There you are, sweetheart.
Mummy, what's Daddy doing?
What's Daddy doing?
I don't know what Daddy does.
He's, where is he?
Town Hall.
Town Hall. Is he working at Town Hall?
Yeah.
I don't think he is actually today, Thomas. I think he's doing something somewhere else, but he's certainly at work. And I've just taken something out of the fridge and water started coming off the top of it.
The billet. What are they doing on the billet?
Watch Pippin on the billet. Oh, you can't watch Pippin now, Thomas.
The billet.
Now, would you like some pasta for your lunch?
Yes, please. No, I don't know what. Hello, buddy. Hello.
He's saying hello to Purdy.
Open the light too. The light.
Open wide too. There you are, some pasta. Yellow peas. It's sweet corn.
Sweet corn peas.
Now, does that taste nice?
Out
you go, boy. Gosh, the weather's very nice now, Thomas.
Yes.
Isn't it lovely now?
Shiny now.
It is shiny now, yes.
The moon's shining.
Would you like some coleslaw with that?
No, it's in there.
In there? Saying use my 4th of September. I think it's only the 2nd today, isn't it? Oh, a pasta and some coleslaw. Now, would you like
some crisps with that?
No.
Thomas. What's mummy doing? I can't think. Crisps, that's right. What kind of crisps?
Red one. Red.
We've got smoky bacon, which is sort of in a purpley packet, salt and vinegar blue, cheese and onion green, chicken brown or
red.
Salt and red. Which one?
Can
we take them out for you to look at?
Yeah.
All these different packets of crisps. There, is that one of everything? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stripes on the packet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bags of crisps. Now, which one would you like?
Brown.
The brown ones, these?
No.
There is the chicken one. There you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the others are not to go away for another day.
Mm-hmm.
nice and crunchy. Now you've got quite a lot for lunch, but would you like a little piece of pizza as well, Thomas?
No.
Pardon? What do you say?
No, thanks.
No thanks, that's better, that's a good boy. I think Mummy's going to have that with some coleslaw for lunch. I'll leave it there just in case you change your mind.
What about the lines?
Yeah, we can't watch Pippin, Thomas. We're busy, aren't we, doing something else at the moment? Oh, it's a funny noise. It's the sound of my slippers sticking to the kitchen floor.
Yeah!
Rubber soles on the bottom and it makes a funny noise on the kitchen floor. Then you want a glass of water for lunch. You seem very thirsty again, Thomas, are you, darling?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry?
Yeah.
What about being thirsty? Are you thirsty as well? Okay, Mum, you'll have some salad and coleslaw. In there? What would you like in there?
No.
What would you like, honey?
Onions. No ones.
What happened then?
Bang.
Oh, you banged yourself with your spoon. It looked like your pasta was going to fall off the spoon, so you lunged at it, and I think you banged your lip, didn't you?
Yep.
But Mummy's going to have a glass of water as well, Thomas.
A glass of water.
A glass of water, that's right. The sun's really shining now, isn't it? It wasn't very nice earlier on, it was a little bit dull. Oh, I've sat down and forgotten my knife and fork. I can eat the pizza without a fork, because I don't think I can manage the coleslaw very politely. Enjoy your meal.
Yeah.
You didn't eat an awful lot of breakfast, did you?
No.
But you asked for your milk early today, didn't you? You normally don't have that till about 11 o'clock, and you were asking for it before 10:30.
See the ball there? And the ball.
This?
The board.
The board? This?
The board, tape.
Oh, well, what it is, Thomas?
Me too. Tape.
Tape? Yes, we're doing a tape.
Yeah.
This?
Bean too.
Bean Q?
No.
What's she saying?
Computer.
Oh, computer. Yes, Mummy's been typing on the computer this morning, hasn't she?
Yeah.
And this is called a mouse mat, Thomas, this piece of blue. Did you say it was a board?
No, a blue computer.
Yes, it's the blue mouse mat that belongs with the computer. No, it's got to stay here because you're eating your lunch at the moment and we've both got sticky fingers, haven't we? Crisps and making a nice crunchy sound, aren't they?
Yep.
Oh dear Thomas, bless you. What made you sneeze then?
Achoo,
but what made you sneeze? Was it looking at the sun? It is very bright, isn't it? And looking at it does that. Would you like some more pasta?
Yeah.
In there? In your green bowl? Well, this is all there is now, Thomas. There isn't a lot left.
No.
That's all there is. When that's gone, that's it. You've eaten quite a lot, haven't you?
The shop's
for some more. Your mummy made this, Thomas. We got pasta in the cupboard. You can always cook some more, but I think you'll get sick of it if you have it again. I don't know what we're going to eat for our tea. I haven't worked that out yet. Are you tired? Are you going to have a little
sleep? A minute.
Are you going to have a little sleep after lunch? We'll go out with Daddy this evening. We're going to a birthday party on Saturday, aren't we? Mm. And we need to buy a card and a present. Oh, excuse me, what do you say?
Bless me.
Thank you. So when Daddy comes home from work, we might go out in the car, might we? We can go out this afternoon for a walk, because I don't want to walk around the shops. No, we're not going to the chip shop.
No, the chip shop.
Nana and Grandad chip shop. Well, they were here yesterday, but they said you haven't had any chips. Said you'd been to Stockport and you'd had a sandwich on brown bread with cheese and coleslaw and a shortbread biscuit. And you had lots of apples, I think, during the day, didn't you? These lots of pieces of apple. Oh, Thomas! What have I told you about dropping your drinks?
I made it.
You will spill it, yes.
You go.
The lid off, precisely. The lid will come off and it'll go everywhere. You like drinking your drinks out of cups and beakers, don't you? But I won't let you. As long as you're going to start throwing it around like that. Now, luckily the lid didn't come off, because if it had, it would have made a real mess on the carpet, wouldn't it? The lid off down there, that's what happened last week, isn't it? You had a drink of blackcurrant juice and the lid came off and it went all over the carpet, didn't it? And we had to clean it. Having a big stretch.
No, rainbow.
What's she looking at? Are you having your lunch at the moment, Thomas? We'll have a look at that later. Who's that at there? Oh, you're making silly noises. You're not going to have crisp. Who's that, Thomas, on the box of tissues? Is it Poe?
No.
It is.
Winky.
It's not Dinky Winky, it's Poe.
Winky.
You're not Winky. And what's Poe doing?
Poe doing.
Looks like she's making tubby toast in the tubby toast machine. Can you see she's holding tubby toast in her hand?
Not see it. No, we're going to carry.
Well, I won't carry you. I'll bring,
see.
I'll bring the box down so you can see it. How's that?
Oh, a little way. A little shell all up. And a pearl.
Yes, the box has been broken, hasn't it? So a bit of Lala's missing. I think we've got the spare piece. I'll get the sellotape out later and we'll sellotape it back together, shall we? Have you pulled a tissue out of the box and pretended to sneeze into it?
Well, what's happened?
What's happened? Well, the box is broken, Thomas. It's a picture of Dipsy and Lala sitting down together to drink some tubby custard.
Ooh,
looks like they spilt it on the floor. Well, some of the picture's missing because the box is broken. What's Tinky Winky doing?
Oh! There's a Nuno all on top.
Is Nuno drinking, eating it all up?
Yes.
Oh, look, it looks like Nuno's clearing up both the toast and the tubby custard on the floor. That's what our vacuum cleaner does. Eats it all up, doesn't it? Now just take one out, Thomas. Don't take them all out.
Big one.
A big one, yes. It's quite a big tissue, isn't it?
A big one.
Don't take any more out, Thomas. No. No more.
You're in the bottle of new drops. You're there.
There's nothing in there now, is there? You've taken some out and Mummy's taken some out. Don't rip them up. Have you had a look at one of the tissues?
What, Thomas? What's this, Mummy?
Oh, Thomas, don't rip them up. And just have a look at one of the tissues. Look, that one. Now, you tell me what you can see on the tissue.
What's this?
What's this? Well, you've watched Teletubbies more than I do. You tell me what it is.
Shining.
Is it the sun?
Mummy, I did a little blue box.
There's the box.
More.
There you are. There's more here.
Yeah.
Are you putting them back in the box?
Thanks
too much indeed. Yeah. Oh, you are polite. Do you like this?
Look.
We use tissues to blow our noses on, don't we? And wipe our noses and faces. Are you properly going to sneeze? I think you are, aren't you? No.
No.
No, the box is empty.
One in there.
Have you put one tissue back in the box?
No!
You put another one, you put more in.
Six more.
I've only counted three so far.
No!
Another one!
Six!
Here, look.
No.
All those tissues.
No,
the other box of tissues, the brown box of tissues, that's Mummy and Daddy's. Big box of tissues. I don't think Daddy would be very pleased if he goes to get the tissue in the morning and they're all in bits, do you? You having good fun? Tinky Winky, I think he's filling his bowl with Tibby Custard from the Tibby Custard machine, don't you?
Oh, did he spill it?
Has he spilt it?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, a messy one, that Tinky Winky, isn't he?
No, it's in the hole on top.
Would you like some more? Yes? Oh no, don't put the tissues in your mouth. And what about one of these? Would you like one of these?
No.
The bite. You want to bite it?
Yes.
It's one of Grandma's cakes, isn't it?
Yeah. What's this one?
It's one of Grandma's cakes. It's got cherries on it. Ooh. Is it good?
No.
That's right. There are two cakes in the bag. They're made with cherries, aren't they? Nice cherries. Well, if you're having one of Grandma's cakes, you've only had one crisp. I'm going to fold the crisp packet up and put it away. I'll seal it up with a clip and then they'll stay fresh till tomorrow, won't they? Because you can't have crisps and a cake, I don't think.
Cake.
There we are, we'll put a green clip. Just thinking, Grandma left three cakes and there's only two in the bag. Do you think Daddy had one?
Yeah.
Did you see him have one? It's cheeky, isn't he? That must be where you get it from. Is that why you're so cheeky? Because Daddy's cheeky. While you're eating your cake, Mummy's going to get some sellotape and the scissors. And I'm going to repair the tissue box. Sellotape from the drawer. We used this morning for something else, didn't we? I can't remember what. I think we used it yesterday.
Wednesday.
Because yesterday we were sorting out your drawer, do you remember? And one or two of the packets have got damaged, so I was sticking them all together.
Yeah.
I'll take the tissues out just for a moment. A little bit of tape there. And we'll mend the box. Just make sure I get Dipsy's head. Dipsy's face in the right place.
Thanks.
There we are. Did you say crumbs?
I'm not doing the telling stuff. For the suit.
Can't tell what you're saying, but I'm sorry.
Selling suit.
Something about orange. Orange jumpsuit. That's what you're wearing this morning, isn't it? I wouldn't call it a jumpsuit, but you're wearing orange.
Crumbs.
Oh, I see. You're eating your cake and you've got crumbs on your orange. Well, you called it a sleep suit. I understand, Thomas. Oh, the box is nearly better now. I think Daddy bought this box of tissues, didn't he? I think perhaps you had a cold or something at the time. Maybe you thought it would cheer you up to have a special box of Teletubbies tissues. Just sell a tape across the top. Hold it in place.
No noise.
Big noise?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Kicking the table with your foot? You shouldn't do that. That's not nice, isn't it?
It makes it hurt.
Well, it will hurt if you bang your foot very hard, won't it? Okay, we're nearly finished doing this now, haven't we?
Yeah.
I think it's split there as well.
Yeah. Look at that now.
That's the picture of Tinky Winky. You never used to be able to say Tinky Winky, you just used to say Blue.
Blue.
And since you've learned to say his name, you really want a Tinky Winky, don't you? We've got all the other Teletubbies, we just haven't got the blue one. I think he's more purple than blue, actually, Thomas. Isn't he?
Yeah.
We'll have to see if we can afford a Tinky Winky for you. And who are we taking with us when we go on holiday?
Oh, no! Dipsy Better, Old Dinner Bebop.
Oh, that's right, Dipsy's Better, Old Dinner Bebop.
And yellow organ.
You've got to be quite gentle with him now, Thomas, because I don't think the box is really very strong. And if we've mended it once, it's not going to.
Not, Mummy.
No, you've had enough of the cake, haven't you? That's fine, thank you. You've done very well. You've eaten nearly all of it, haven't you? You're tired now, aren't you? Yes? Just have a look.
Lucy.
There you are. You want to go to sleep? We'll just have a little bit more to drink. And then we'll lie down, shall we? Shall we lie down together? It'd be nice, wouldn't it? There we are, the box is mended. How's that? Does that look good?
And the tissues are.
No tissues, no tissues are there.
No, rinse. No.
You're going to put them back in the box now?
Maybe you will.
Are you sure you don't want to eat that?
No.
Well, I'll put it away then till later. Would you like an apple or some grapes, Thomas? What does that mean? An apple? An apple?
A big one.
A big one? This big one? This one?
Yeah.
It's absolutely huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from my granddad's shed.
From granddad's shed?
The show. Big apple coming.
Big apple coming.
A peel. A peel.
No peel, now we've got to peel it. Can you see the nice pink colour?
Yeah. Red.
The red one.
Here.
Oh, Thomas, that's a silly laugh. Did you have a nice sleep?
Yeah.
Wasn't very long, was it?
No. I ran a sheep.
Mummy's washed her hair.
It's wet.
It is wet, yes.
And I've got a thing on the table.
Things on the table, that's right. In a few minutes when you're eating your apple. I'm going to put some mousse on my hair.
Mousse. Hair.
I usually blow dry it, but I won't today. It's very warm this afternoon.
Isn't
it?
No, dark.
No, it's not dark. It's nice and sunny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you could probably just dry
the bus
it.
Sorry. No.
No, what, darling?
The bus, Sonny. No.
No, what?
The bus, Sonny.
Oh, can't tell what you're saying, I'm sorry.
The bus shining.
The bus shining?
No!
No what shining?
The bus shining, no!
I still don't know what you're saying. This apple is so big, I'm cutting each quarter into quarters as well.
The noise.
Oh, it started off with two big pieces of apple and now you've got eight.
This,
and I'll do the same with this one. And then you'll have 16 pieces of apple. Well, probably 15, because by the time I rinsed it and cut it, I think you'll have eaten one.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you laughing? There we are. Each of those into four. That's another eight. That's 16. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There we are.
Eight more. Eight and then more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 22.
22. 60. Red. Look, this. Look, red.
What colour's red? Yes, it is red, isn't it?
Pink.
Pink.
Mmm. Pink one.
Just look at mummy. It looks like your nose has been bleeding. Have you had a bump?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Newman.
No, you don't need the ambulance, Thomas.
There.
Oh no, Mummy's going to put it on the hair, Thomas. It's not something you can play with. Look, just shake it up and watch this. Oh! You see that ball of foam? Moose.
Moose. Oh dear.
There we are. How's that? Just got to brush it now. Does that look more like mummy now?
Right.
I think it'll just dry on its own today. If I'm going out somewhere special, I always make sure it's blown with a hairdryer. And if I'm in a hurry, I do it with a hairdryer. Or if I've got time, I do it with a hairdryer. This whole day's like today. And we're not going anywhere and we're not seeing anybody. We'll just leave it. Thomas has his hair washed every night, don't you? Well, not quite every night, some nights. If you're very, very tired, we just wet your hair with a blue cup in the bathroom, don't we?
But get out of
When you're in the bath, you use a blue cup to wash your hair, don't we? To pour the water on and rinse the shampoo out. But very, very occasionally, if you're so tired, we don't bother with the shampoo, we just wet your hair with water from the blue coat, don't we?
An orange cup.
An orange cup? But it's a blue cup. Ooh. And we've never used a hairdryer on your hair, have we? Just rub it with a towel and then brush it into place. Like that. Yes, actually, it needs a brush now because after your sleep, it's all stuck up all over the place, isn't it? Then, but when I looked at the tape, so was the orange light had gone out on one of them.
Green one, go!
Yes, green one, go. That's because you're at the table watching the tape. You usually watch the equipment for mummy, don't you? Tell her when the light's gone out.
No! Oh, that's better.
That's better?
Yeah.
Yes, your hair looks better now I brushed it, doesn't it? And who else has their hair brushed?
Mum.
Well, Mummy has hers brushed too. You've just seen her brush it. Are you going to use the little blue comb on?
Not Purdy.
Purdy. You've seen Purdy have her hair brushed, haven't you? Just remember I made a cup of tea when I put you in the chair for your apple. And I've forgotten to have it.
A tummy ache.
You've got a tummy ache? Have you really?
Not happy that a tummy ache.
You're not happy tummy ache? Or? Not happy?
Tired.
You're tired?
And
then... Oh no, it's milk down there. Let me just pop a drop of milk into the cup. We've got to go out later and buy some more milk, haven't we, from the shop? Off this teapot. Can you see the tea's going all over the place? Have to get a new teapot, won't I? I was lifting a mug out of the cupboard the other day and I dropped the mug and it landed on the spout of the teapot. Can she come and sit with you, please?
Yeah.
It's all right.
What do you know the baby do? What do you know the baby do?
Tiddles and Purdy too. Oh, it's not Tiddles, it's that ginger cat.
Ginger.
It says she usually runs away when we open the door, doesn't she? That's probably made Purdy feel a bit happier because she doesn't like him, does she?
What? Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas. You're looking out the window.
Now they swap.
No big trucks. I'll tell you what, we've not seen for a long time, Thomas. That green truck. Have we? That comes to, I've forgotten which number house it is now. Is it 29 or 31? You know what I mean?
It used to come every day, didn't it? It doesn't come at all now.
I'm sure it will come again. I think this happened before, didn't it? That it came day after day after day. And then we just didn't see it again for a while, and back again it came.
Have you got to me, Thomas?
No.
You just like saying tummy ache, do you?
Tummy ache.
I wouldn't be surprised if you have got tummy ache.
Apples. She eats an awful lot of fruit, Thomas, which is very good for you in many ways.
Pippin on. Yeah. Jam. Lemonade.
Jam and lemonade? I can't actually get the jam open, Thomas.
Just going to
make you a little sandwich.
Open in a minute.
It'll be open in a minute, yes. Here we are.
We'll try this, shall we? Oh gosh, even that. I can't believe I can. No, that's a special piece of rubber, look, Thomas.
Yeah.
Big purple flower.
Yeah.
And what happens when you can't open jars? You take that out of the cupboard, put it on the top of the lid, and twist.
And it gives you a better grip than just your hands alone. Look, it's
open now.
Oh!
That's very stiff before, and actually the jar. Oh. It's very, very full, isn't it?
Need to see what's happening.
Thomas, hold it to see what's happening. You don't have to hold it, just peer in the jar. Yes?
Oh,
it's full to the top, isn't it?
Are
you going to have a piece of this?
Yeah, hold it.
Thomas, hold it.
Yeah.
Well, you just hold the bread with the jam on rather than the jar of jam, because if you drop it, it's a mess.
Drop.
Be an awful mess,
wouldn't there? It's very warm, Thomas, isn't it?
Shining. Ooh.
Yeah, shining. Thomas! What do you say?
Yes, me.
That's better. Goodness me. Living with a pig.
Living with a pig.
Here.
Do you like to live with a pig?
What flower?
Oh yes, I've just seen it on the floor. It's a patchy, isn't it?
Brown flower.
Linda gave us some sweet peas. We've had them in the vase, but I've thrown them away because they just started to... Well, they had died, haven't they? And the petals were starting to drop off. Tastes good, Thomas, the jam.
juice. Red power. Four. Red power. Just One flower.
One flower cupboard?
Yeah.
Why are you saying one flower cupboard?
Like a big... Linda doing?
What's Linda doing? She's probably asleep in a back garden because it's nice. She was lying on a sun lounge, wasn't she? And she tends to fall asleep when she's doing that. Brian's with her, isn't he? He's not asleep. He's listening to his radio on his headphones. Have you seen his big headphones? You're just licking the jam off rather than eating the bread. It's nice bread.
Yeah.
You've been enjoying that?
Ginge.
Is Ginger Cat back again? He's a nuisance, isn't he?
Losing one.
A nuisance one, yeah. I'm sure he could be a very nice pussycat, actually, Thomas, if he was cared for well. Pussycats need a lot of care and attention, don't they? Like Birdie, we make sure she's always got food and water. And she's got somewhere nice and clean and warm to sleep.
Yeah.
And Mummy brushes her a lot, doesn't she? Because she's got long fur.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she has to go to the vet for things like injections. And when she's poorly, she has to go for tablets to make her better. But I think poor Ginger Cat, I'm sure he's fed. But I don't think he's brushed or anything. I don't think
Birdie's brushing.
Yes, Birdie's brushed, but I don't think the Ginger Cat's brushed.
Linda and Brian brushing.
Linda and Brian brush their pussycats. Yes, they have three pussycats, don't they?
Lily's brush.
And Alice the dog, yes, I'm sure she's brushed. In fact, Alice goes to the grooming parlour to be clipped, doesn't she? Snip, snipped. So, poor Ginger Pussycat, it's not really his fault, is it? Would you like another drink now? What would you like?
Blackcurrant.
Blackcurrant.
Big one.
A big one? Cheeky. Right here. Yes. Thomas, you're making a lot of weird noises. Are you sure you haven't got to me? There you are.
A minute.
Just a minute. You're so busy licking jam off your fingers.
better.
That's better.
Mm. Had to lick your fingers clean before you could pick up your drink of juice, didn't you? Noise on the table.
Oh!
It's the sound of a knife slicing through. Doesn't make as much noise as the electric carving knife, does it? Makes an awful noise, doesn't it? Makes an awful noise, which it means it cuts the bread nicely. Now, what have we said about throwing drinks, Thomas?
Throwing the floor.
I didn't actually see what happened. My back was turned, so it's possible you dropped it rather than threw it.
Where did you bean?
I've been with you. Where do you think I've been? Where have you been?
The chip shop? Mmm.
Oh.
McDonald's.
Oh, have you? When did you go there?
Chips at McDonald's.
When did you go for chips at McDonald's? This afternoon when I wasn't looking.
Chips at McDonald's.
Or did you go with Mummy and Daddy? I can't remember when we went now. Was it Saturday or Bank Holiday Monday?
Monday.
Oh, I can't remember, Thomas. It all seems a very long time ago now. Daddy's got to work this coming weekend, so Grandma and Grandad are coming on Sunday. Because Mummy's got to do something on Sunday. Do you remember last year, Thomas, you came with Mummy to that big show? Mummy was judging. And you came and watched, you sat in your pushchair and watched, and you had some lunch, you had some little cheese sandwiches and some fruit and a drink in your pushchair, and then you went to sleep. And when you woke up, we saw Bow Wow on one of the stalls, your white fluffy dog. And you were very, very much into dogs this time last year. And you fell in love with Bow Wow, and the man who was organising the stall said we could have him, didn't he? And you cuddled him all the way down the road until we went to where Daddy was working. You were clutching Bow Wow. We walked through the park and all along the road. When we came home, Mummy put Bow Wow in the washing machine because he was very dirty, wasn't he? Well, he wasn't very dirty, he was grubby.
Grubby.
He came out all grubby. He was all grubby and mucky and
bleh.
You like those words, grubby and mucky? And he came out and he was beautiful and white, wasn't he? Smell white and fluffy and he smelled beautiful. And he had a tiny hole in his leg and Grandma stitched it up for you. So it's Bow Wow's birthday on Sunday because Mummy's going back to judge the same show, but I can't take you this year. It was difficult taking you last year, but I had to do it because Daddy was working. Because at least you were small enough that you went to sleep straight after your lunch, but this year you'd want to run around. So we've asked Grandma and Grandad if they can come for the day to look after you, because Daddy's at work. I'll only be out about 2 hours.
Hello, Mummy. What else?
A drink of juice.
Oh, a man in like nice money.
A nice man?
Nice Manning.
Mm. A nice what, darling?
Nice banging.
Like that. Oh, I see, you're banging your... Well, you were going to bang your cup on the table, but your hands got in the way, so you've actually banged your fingers. Is that what you were saying? Nice banging like that?
Yeah. Mummy Kathy.
Mummy Kathy?
Mm.
Are you talking about Demetra's mummy?
Kathy.
Demetra will be coming tomorrow, won't she?
Mum and Dad are coming.
Mum and Grandad are coming on Sunday. It's Thursday today, so you've got to wait Friday and Saturday before you see them on Sunday.
Oh dear.
I don't mind riding your bike, Mummy. You've had enough now. You'd like to ride your bicycle? Yes?
Down there.
Down there. Okay. Well, we'll just let Mummy finish a cup of tea and then we'll wipe your sticky fingers and you can ride a bicycle. I think your tooth's a bit sore, isn't it? Your mouth. Your mouth's a little bit sore. I think you've got a tooth that's...
My jacket.
You were very upset last night, weren't you?
My jacket. Toy jacket. And the wheels.
Mm. You're talking about the tractor with big wheels?
A yellow one and a dead
end. A yellow one with Nora and Grandma. Perhaps you've seen a big tractor when you were with Nana and Grandad, have you?
Yeah. No big wheels, Nana!
Oh, that sounds like Brian or Linda's here, and I think it must be Brian because Linda's outside.
What's that noise?